day. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plante.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join us this Friday night for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. This Friday night takes us to Pendleton High School, where the Bulldogs face off with the Powdersville Patriots in what's become a fun, heated rivalry over the past few years. Join us every Friday night this fall, live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football is back, and Underdog is the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right, and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. I do have a live Underdog pick that I've already made. Because today, Ramona, there was a 75% profit boost on Underdog. You know who I am, Ramona. I'm Mr. Boost. I'm Boostier. I'm Boosteroni. Anytime there's a boost, I'm boosting. I am boosting. Anytime Underdog boosts, I am boosting with them. And when I saw a 75% boost, you had to pick tonight's game. But I'm like, that's fine, man. Let's go. And Ramona, I saw a little rumor on Underdog earlier that on Sunday, in the hour of 3 p.m., that there's going to be a 100% boost. I have never seen that before. So I will be searching for that at exactly 3 p.m. on Sunday. Because I think you have to play, I think you have to be playing then to take advantage of that. But I got a 75% boost here, Ramona. And I have a $50 entry. And here's what I took tonight. I took, in the Green Bay-Washington game, I took Brandon McManus to go higher than 1.5 field goals made. That's right. Because I think both defenses are pretty stout, so I think field goals are going to be a necessary evil, and we just got through talking about how great all these dudes are. So I took McManus to go higher than 1.5. I took Austin Eckler to go higher than 20.5 rushing yards. I looked at Eckler for both his rushing yards and his receiving yards, and it was like a toss-up to me which way I went. Rushing was my first thought, so I went with that. I think Eckler will go over that number. Eckler's a really good football player. He doesn't get a ton of PT here. And then I took Dontavian Wicks to go higher than 20.5 receiving yards, which I think he can get on one throw. So that's my three-way play on, if you want to tell that, that's on Underdog right now. That's live. And again, I got it with a 75% profit boost. So my $50 entry will pay, if it wins, what will it pay? It will pay $503. $503 if that $50 play wins. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Watch McManus miss a field goal. If I miss a 35-yard field goal, I'll fail on that. It's Underdog. It doesn't get better. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. My glasses fogged up there for a second, Ron. You know, you know, once you need these, you have to carry your eyes around once you're.
Right.
That's unfortunate. And then they like fog up. Like right now, I need some Windex. Ralph, how are you, Ralph? Good to have you.
Before I get to 9/11, Shefflin, did he get any playing time last week, and what are his chances to get in against Georgia Tech tomorrow?
I wouldn't expect that, no.
Yeah, well, I thought I'm itching to see him play, even if it's a distraction, because I think before the season's over, I'm hoping he has a couple of breakout plays, but I was real excited. My 9/11 story, I was in Alabama. I was in a sound sleep. Somebody called me. Well, in fact, it was my good friend's girl 20 years younger than me. Your father was a high school All-American quarterback. He played 20 miles away from Danny Ford in high school, but they never played each other. But he had a scholarship to Auburn, and then he went to Vietnam and played at North Alabama and ended up in this small town as the coach. So she wakes me up and says, turn the TV on. And so the first plane had already hit, and I wasn't believing what I saw. I did see the second plane in real time. So later that day, I rode my bicycle. I was about 2 miles from the high school, and I'd eat lunch at high school real cheap. Remember talking to the basketball coach who won the county tournament 3 years in a row, and that was a big deal in this, you know, small town, 1,700. And they played – well, in fact, they played the school where Jeremy Pruitt was a graduate, and it was a big deal. And this guy, I talked to him, and so he asked me, you know, since I've been watching TV all morning, what was going on. And it didn't register with me for a long time. Those guys hit the Pentagon. They were headed for the Capitol. I mean, they were gonna. I mean, it was all crazy. But imagine if they had hit the Capitol, as we all know by now. But and then I rode my bicycle another mile into town to the library and saw my buddy that had worked the early shift at UPS and saw the football coach's daughter. And I remember we just rode around for a couple hours. But, you know, that is, you know, obviously I have some pretty strong memories, but it was nothing for me like in the fifth grade when Kennedy was assassinated and then Martin Luther King in the ninth grade. So those are stronger memories, but 9/11 for its generation is strong and the memories are clear. We got to admit that, you know, Bush came out strong, but going to Iraq like he did was one of the biggest foreign policy mistakes in the history of the United States.
Yeah, Ralph, again, we're not going to do the politics thing. And I honestly, that was a long way around, a very circuitous route to tell us that you didn't think 9/11 was as important as Martin Luther King or Kennedy. I think they're all individually important. And if we think there are a lot of people now who didn't live through 9/11, there are certainly far more who didn't live through assassinations that occurred way before that. I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, you sort of lost me there, Ralph, to be honest. I mean, I don't get the bike joyride thing for an hour you completely lost me with all that. I mean, it seemed like I guess it wasn't as consequential to you, which you're an American. That's fine. But I think for most of us who lived through it, it was extremely vital, extremely consequential. So much so that, you know, I think most of us relived every moment on this day once a year, and maybe more often than that. You know, I don't know. To be honest, Ralph, I found that call really puzzling, and quite honestly, no offense, but in this particular situation, I don't give a rat's a about what those coaches did or didn't do or what they did or in their little region. I'm not sure what that has to do with anything. And I don't think it was an appropriate time for it either, Ralph. I'm sort of disappointed, Ralph, in that phone call, to be honest with you. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, a condo hotel on Lake Hartwell, located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499,000, three bedrooms from $690,000. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's unique concept blends the ownership of a vacation condominium, the amenities of a resort. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. It really is like heaven on earth. You need to see it. You need to go see it with your own eyes. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Condo owners have the option of renting out part of their unit while they aren't using it, or in the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, they can lock off portions of their condo so they can use part and still rent one of the 2 of the bedrooms, depending on the unit. And again, the condo owners, just to be clear, have the option of renting out their entire unit when they aren't using it. Or, you know, if you are using it, you can rent out with a portion of it. Great for Clemson parents who want a nearby place to visit their college student. 888-786-3648. 888-786-3648. Call them, go, tell them I sent you. It's how this works. And again, Ralph, just to clarify, it was me who pulled the plug on you this time because you went off in a political direction that I'm not interested in, especially today. And again, it was an inappropriate time for all those little stories, which, you know, I guess you care about more. Dre, good to have you, Dre.
Walt, what's going on?
How you doing, Dre? Good to have you as always.
Hey, just want to say, man, this is by far one of my favorite shows you do every year.
Thank you, Dre.
You know, first off, I want to start off by saying, just giving my heartfelt condolences to Charlie Kirk's family. And with everything that happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, I just want to urge, I say it all the time when I call in, but now with yesterday's events, it's more important than ever.
Yeah.
The people who carried out this heinous attack on 9/11, 2001, they don't care who you voted for. They don't care about your skin color. They don't care about your sexual preference, your sexual orientation, your sexual identity. They don't care about none of that. They only have one goal, and that's death to America. That means all Americans, white, black, brown, blue, purple, polka dot. It doesn't matter. Gay, straight, bi, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's really time we realize that, you know, at this point, I feel like us as Americans are a bigger threat to ourselves than terrorism has ever been in the past. We have gone way too far off this political spectrum to the point where it's basically wrong for anybody to voice their opinion, whether it be Republican, Democrat, conservative, or liberal. We need to get back to a basis of being able to respect another person's vision and views and understand that just because this person may see the world different than I do doesn't mean that they have anything against me. You know, that's just how life is. Some people are raised a certain way. They are taught different values. If everybody in this world was taught the same values, the world would be so dead and bland. There wouldn't be nothing out here to do. People being different is what makes this country great. And now people being different is going to be the downfall of this country, I'm afraid of, man. I'll take your comments off the air, bro. I love you, bro.
Yeah, hey, Dre, that was awesome. That was awesome. I mean, that is the yin to Ralph's yang. That was absolutely awesome, Dre. I appreciate that very much. I think that's right. I mean, we're a giant melting pot of people. And what it comes down to at the end of the day is, you should be able to exchange ideas without hatred. You should be able to have conversations with people without hatred. And the reality is that's what Charlie Kirk was doing. It's, the evidence is all there. For anyone who cares to see it, the evidence is all there. The absolutely evil things that were said by many about Charlie Kirk in the last 24 hours, disgusting. The evidence of who and what Charlie Kirk was is all there for anyone who actually is willing to take the time, as those students took the time, the students that he conversed with all over America. Those were pleasant conversations. And he had those conversations with a smile on his face. And it was basically prove me wrong debates. And he encouraged people to express their opinions. He asked them to come in. He went to those environments that would typically be hostile to somebody who espouses conservative views. He sought them out to have meaningful conversations and dialogue, because he knew that dialogue was the way to prevent the kind of tragedy that enveloped him yesterday. And Dre is 100% right. I mean, if we can't talk to each other as people, then we have no future. If we can't exchange ideas without F you and F this and hostility and or violence, because that's what a failure to communicate begets. That's what happens. That's what Charlie Kirk warned about. In fact, he was so insightful in the comments he made that the things he warned about actually wound up taking his life. The things that he was doing something about. You don't have to agree with him. He never asked for agreement. He asked for discussion. An open exchange of ideas. And we all should be able to participate in that. And we would be better off for it. That was a guy who tried to make this world a better place. And some lunatic shot him down for it. So, yeah. That was well done, Dre. That was very well done. Let me take a break here. We'll get back to conversation. We have some football to get to, a lot more football to get to. I want to get into some Georgia Tech conversation. I want to start to look at the UPick'em games and what happened last week, what we're going to do this week, or what we already did this week. Daniel and Tim both want to talk about 9/11. We will take those calls as soon as we get back, so don't go anywhere. Walt Tula Road Rage, quick break.
What would you do if you had a little bit more money to do it?
I'd go to law school.
I'd open a bakery.
I'd travel to visit my grandparents I haven't seen in 10 years.
We all have things we want to do in life, and there are people who want to help you do them. So how do we best ask for that help? GoFundMe. GoFundMe is the number one fundraising platform. 200 million people have used GoFundMe to support people doing things like furthering their education, starting a small business, or bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it?
Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/POWER.
This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe, with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them. They have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you with 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300. We make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio. HIMS.com/RADIO.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Hey, it's Reese Davis. Let's be honest, you can't keep an eye on everything. Unless you've got Blink Outdoor 4 cameras. While you're focused on the game, Blink's keeping an eye on your home.
With up to 2-year battery life and with Sync Module XR, you can cover more space without constant maintenance. No wires, no worries. Blink helps keep an eye on what matters most. Get Blink today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leap, down long, there's Wesco! Kicks it at the 40, off the races, he goes! Wesco from 76.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Here's what I tell everyone.
born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Text says, Ralph's effed up. My dad and brother, both Navy vets, and love to protect all this country. I found Ralph's call really disturbing. Ralph is the first person in, I think, the entire history of the show that is now officially banned from Road Rage. He's done, Ramona. No more calls from Ralph.
Got it.
Back to the phones. And don't call Ramona and tell her who you know, Ralph, because I don't give a rat's a who you know. Tim, how are you, Tim? Good to have you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, Tim. Thank you for getting in.
Long time listener, and but on 9/11, I recall that day I was at working at Michelin Prime, and we never could get phone calls, but my wife was kept calling me, so she said, turn on the TV. So we had to turn on the computer and watch it, and I said, it was really sad. I just remember that day, and I remember it forever. But that's all, and just praying for the families today. I know that it's going to be bitter for life. That's never healing, but it's just hope.
Yeah, you know what, Tim, that's really well said, and, you know, it's that's another good point, too. It's that, you know, we think about ourselves and how we were all impacted, but for the families of all the people whose lives were affected by that, this day has an entirely different meaning, you know, an entirely different level to all those people. You're 100% right, and you found out sort of the same way many of us did with a phone call. I mean, my mother called me, and I was at my house. She was in Florida, and she said, turn on the TV, that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Tower. And when I heard that, I thought, okay, this is a terrible accident. And I turned on the TV, and they were talking about, you know, well, this seems like an accident. And then, you know, I think it was, I want to say it was 17 minutes later that the next flight crashed in, and then we knew that it wasn't an accident. So,
yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep. It's a good job, Tim. It's a good job, and thank you.
I'm a prior Desert Storm vet, and when my nephew got ready to go in the late 90s, and I used to tell him, I said, boy, don't go, because you can't fight people that's, you know, that'll strap a bomb to their back and walk into a crowd. Yep. You can't fight it. So he went, and three trips to Afghanistan later, then he told me, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm sure that experience. Hey, Tim, thank you for your service, and thank you to your nephew, too.
Yeah, all right.
It's a big...
Y'all have a good one.
You too, Tim. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Tim. Thank you. That's another great call. It's another great job. For people who are asking if Ralph actually said what he did, yes, he did. It was a joy bike ride in the middle of 9/11. I don't know. I've heard some... I'm nonplussed, like, right now. You know, normally when I have a, as someone who listens to the show describes it, a face melt level, that if you push me to, I will face melt you. I'm more like just stunned at what I heard, and I'm not going to hear it ever again. Daniel, how are you, Daniel? Good to have you.
Walt, I hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Daniel.
Again, for another year in this episode. I always listen, and I always reflect on the day. First thing I want to say really quick, and then I'll switch, is I've been wallowing in self-pity since Sunday, and I've decided that maybe maybe because the Colts haven't won their opener in 100 years, and maybe all these folks that say the league is rigged, and maybe since there was zero emotion on the Dolphins sideline as we just got murdered by the Colts, that was an assignment for our team, and we beat the Patriots by 4 touchdowns this weekend. You heard it here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. But that's not why I called. Why I called, you know, first and foremost, I spent years immersed in Charlie Kirk's mission, and he's brought me closer to Christ and so many people that I know. You know, he's actually stolen time from your show for me, because I constantly listen to that guy, and it makes me proud to know that there is a future for this country, and he was definitely the tip of the spear for that little Florida State plug. But
little Florida State plug.
Tip of the spear, Seminole Pen.
Yeah,
it's just such a tragic turn of events that it makes zero sense, and you know it's really flipped the nation on its back, and I guess that's really a segue into that day on September 11th. I was still in active reserve, and I'm a plumber. I own a plumbing company, but I was a plumber's helper then. And the guy that I was working with came in, and he was like, "Dude, we have to go right now." And I said, "What are you talking about? We're not even close to done." And he's like, "No, we have to go right now. Get in the truck. Get your tools. Get in the truck." And we jumped in the truck. I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "We got to go to the VFW. We're under attack." I'm in Franklin, North Carolina. If you want to attack Franklin, North Carolina, you have to get through Raven County, Georgia, Robbinsville, North Carolina, or Waynesville, North Carolina. We are definitely not under attack. But we got to the VFW, and the parking lot was completely full. Every vet that's in this county was in that parking lot, and they were I'm getting choked up thinking about it. They were working on getting into a formation. And with a couple of trucks, we were a munitions depot already. And they were, based on retiree rank, setting up positions for command. And I don't know how many people that listen have that experience, where the community being protected by veterans, they dropped everything to assemble to be prepared for whatever was coming.
Hey, that's why we all owe you a never-ending debt of gratitude for all those who have served and all those who have been willing to serve. And
it really is. It really is such a privilege to be in a country where so many have put it all on the line for the greatness of this country, like Charlie Kirk. And my pastor said it best a couple of weeks ago when he said, in the United States of America, it's amazing that people complain because we have champagne problems.
That's a good point.
I've been in the war zone. I've been overseas. I've seen where other people exist. And I've seen the lack of focus on personal space in life, the appreciation for life. And here in America, the American dream says so much. That's a term that describes so much. And for all of those innocent people that were in those towers just going about their day.
People who did not sign up to protect this country, people who were not military people who were just everyday people going to do their job and planning on coming home at the end of the night to their respective families and that type of thing. Yeah, you're
and with that, with everyday people, there were so many people there on an international level as well.
Yeah, there were citizens of the world. Yeah,
yep. It was a global attack, yeah. And for the first responders to go head first without question.
Yep. Run into
the
fray.
For the country to rise up you know, just a, it says a lot. And thank you for this episode every year. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Dan. It means a lot. God bless America. Thank you for your service, Daniel. Thank you so much. You know, that's how much it means to the people I've served. I mean, you know, when I get notes and thanks from people who have dedicated their lives to serving this country, it's like the greatest thing ever. Like we got this from on a second ago. I work at a place called Tactical Sonar in Anderson on Highway 24. Every one of us are veterans, and we all love your guys' show. And my answer to that is thanks so much. Having you all listening to us means everything. It means everything. So we really appreciate all of you. It's us who owes all of you the thanks. Texas said, crying on my way to my son's T-ball game. Powerful show, Walt. Again, it's all about you people, and it really is. And I, your contributions to this day, every year, never cease to amaze me. The stories never cease to amaze me. And these stories need to be told, you know, because new generations of people need to understand what happened. They need to, and in part so that it never happens again. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, it is Pastor G, Bengal John, Joe in Virginia. I'm coming to all three of you guys as soon as we get back. We have a lot of football to cover still, and as usual, the show is vanishing. So, you know, we have 2 days, and we will endeavor to do it all. So, Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Combining great golf along with delicious dining, Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina awaits you. The golf course, one of the upstate's hidden gems, offers numerous elevation changes, sheltered fairways, and beautiful ponds. Overlook Restaurant and Bar, open Thursday through Sunday, features lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. Along with numerous options for meetings and events, ChickasawPoint.com for Overlook and ChickasawPointGolf.com to play golf. Chickasaw Point.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the low 400s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at sunrise.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I feel sinful to interrupt that. And how good was Ray Charles? I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. Let me tell you about Yoder's. Before I do run, I just want to reiterate. We've done this show for how many years?
18.
And we've never banned anybody. Never.
That is right.
Not even Craig. Not even,
That is right.
The Gamecock Will in the back in the day. Nobody. We've never banned anybody until today. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction products. This is Yoder's. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. The day that Yoder started advertising with us, I don't know, six, seven, eight people wrote me on the text line that day and said, Walt, Yoder's is unbelievable. Yoder's is the best. Yeah, they are. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. 864-972-3003. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. Back to the phones. It is Pastor G. Pastor G, how are you? Good to have you. Thank you for getting in.
Yeah, how you doing, Walt?
Good. Thank you.
Good, 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 good. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to tell a story I had about 9/11.
Thank you.
My story is a little bit different than probably most. I believe everybody knows where they were at that particular time. I actually was had a part-time job handing out newspapers on Wall Street in New York.
Wow.
And our hours at that particular time, it was like 5 to 9 o'clock. That were 5 a.m. in the morning to 9 o'clock in the morning. And that particular day, we ran out of newspapers. And we ran out of newspapers around about between 7:30, 8 o'clock. And so I leave, get on the train. The particular train that I, at that time, I was taking home, goes right up under the World Trade Center.
Wow.
And so as I get home, my the phone is ringing, and it's my ex-wife, and she's hysterical, just screaming hysterical, and I'm trying to, you know, calm her down, and finally calm her down. She tells me what's going on, and she tells me to turn on the TV. As soon as I turn on the TV, the second plane is hitting.
Oh, boy.
The second plane is hitting, and you can imagine the chaos at that time in New York, and we go back about 3 days later, I want to say 3-4 days later, get as close as we can, and it's just so much devastation. You can only imagine the devastation it was during that time and everything that was going on. And so that's just kind of my take, my spiel. Condolences to anybody that lost anybody. I just thank God that my job ended when it did. Time that it did, you know, and so just wanted to share that.
And so had you not run out of papers, your life would have been in danger too.
Definitely, because Wall Street, you know, Wall Street is right there.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, I live in South Carolina, but Wall Street is just, it's right, probably not even maybe 5-6 blocks down the road. So, yeah. It definitely would have been a danger.
Hey, Pastor G, it really means a lot to me that you took the time to call us today and share your story. Thank you so much. And by the way, passing out papers in New York must have been a pretty interesting job. You must have met all sorts of characters.
All sorts of characters. Most definitely. Most definitely. And the last thing I'll say is go Dawgs.
There you go, Pastor G. Thank you. Thank you. It's a good job. Welcome back. Call more often. Call more often. It's a good job. All right. It's Bengal John and Joe. Bengal John. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
As I told you yesterday, both of my parents were veterans, and I was as well. I actually remember exactly where I was in 2001 because I had gotten an honorable discharge in May of 2001. I started a trucking business back in 2001, and I was literally sitting at my desk when the lady that was working for me, and I don't even call her my secretary, asked me to come in the living room. We were working out of a one-bedroom house where she lived. That was the only place I had to start the business. And I watched on the TV, which was, as you well know, way before flat screens, and I'm not dating myself, but, Walt, it was really, really weird to see the first plane hit the tower. And I think everybody was astonished. As you previously mentioned in your broadcast, most people thought it was a mistake. Most people thought it was a accident.
Yeah, a freak accident. And, terrible, but a freak accident.
Right. And, you know, as the whole world was stunned, I think that between the two was kind of like, you know, as a mistake, surely this can't happen again. I mean, as devastating as it was, you saw the people in the streets of New York, and it obviously was total chaos, but surely we didn't think it was going to happen again, and then it did. And the reason I mentioned my two parents, my mother retired as a full bird colonel. She lost her life in 2015 to rheumatoid arthritis that spread to her lungs. And the reason I share this story, because it's very important to me, my mother was 76 years old at the time, still running a 10K once a month in the Army Reserve. She was president of the Fitzsimmons, Colorado Army unit.
That's amazing.
When she retired out of the Air Force, or got out of the Air Force, Walt, she went back and got her nursing degree and then got her PhD. And I'm not going to go into that, but she wound up being a doctor.
How about
her
that?
Her unit was called from Fitzsimmons, Colorado, to go to the Pentagon. And the reason they were called is because she used to take the cadets from Annapolis and West Point on tours to both of those to places around the country. She was accompanied by a brigadier general who I can't remember his name, but I will tell you that when my mother was called at 76 years old as a doctor to go attend to the wounded the day after in the military hospital, was a service to her country.
Yeah, it's amazing.
As I told you, my dad retired as a senior chief master sergeant.
Yeah.
That's not important, the rank. The part of this story that I want to tell you, Walt, that is most important, that it didn't matter what your rank, what your status was, what your job was. If you were called, you went and did it.
Yeah.
And you went and did it without fear. You went and did it not because it was your obligation, but because you wanted to help in any way that you possibly could in a devastating time when people were suffering. And that's what's most important about this, Walt. That's what people forget.
Yeah,
people remember 9/11, but not everybody remembers the little people or the people that were called to serve in a time of need. And yet it happens to us every day. It happened yesterday with Charles Kirk. What a devastating event. And that family is suffering. But as a country, we will gather and support in any way that we can to come together and uplift that family in any way that we possibly can to help get them through troubling times. And that's what happened on 9/11. As you said yesterday, Walt, there wasn't a firefighter, a first responder, a military person, and I told you about that show that I watched. There was a military guy that literally had gotten out of the military the prior week. He was a Marine. He didn't know how he could help, but he put on his uniform and he went right into the rubble to save lives that literally perished today without having any idea that they weren't coming home.
Yeah.
And that's what this country is about.
Yeah.
And when you think about that, how unselfish that is. It doesn't matter about a football game. Doesn't matter about any of that. When you think about how unselfish that is a statement to this country. No matter politics, no matter Republican, it doesn't matter. In a time of need, and I went through Katrina, as you well know, in a time of need, this country comes together. Its hands to figure out a way how they can best serve the people who are in need.
Yeah. John, thank you. And by the way, obviously you're a tremendous person and your parents were certainly tremendous people, and you have every reason to be proud of your mom's impossible accomplishments and in the manner in which she served her nation in a time of peril and a time of need. So, John, thank you to you and to your family, and from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's, you know, Mona, it's amazing how many grown men, people who have served this country, et cetera, you have heard on the show today, who, whose voices...
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Right, whose voice inflection,
yeah,
is filled with tears.
Yeah.
And that's, this is 24 years later, and I, trust me, I understand it. I honestly, every year I do this show, Ramona, I feel like I've been in a 15-round boxing match by the time it's over, and all I do is sit here.
I know.
Quick break, Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant...